Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, looking at a beef demand index put together by Dr. Glenn Tonser. Back on that in just a moment.
What does red mean? At Case IH, it means power, efficiency, versatility. The Case IH family of tractors and hay tools helps you get the job done. To get even more done, visit your local Case IH dealer today and enter for a chance to win a new 2012 Ram truck and a year's worth of fuel. Plus, get great deals on balers, windrowers, and Farmall, Maxim, and Puma tractors during our Field of Deals sales event. To learn more, visit your local Case IH dealer or caseihdeals.com.
Neighbors, mark your calendars now for Express Ranch's annual spring bull sale, March 2nd, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 550 bulls will sell, starting at 10 a.m. Friday, March 2nd. 500 Angus bulls that'll be highlighted by the Express Ranch's National Western Carlot and Pin bulls. 50 Limousine and Limb Flex bulls will also sell. You can call Express Ranches for a sale book, 1-800-664-3977, or go to their website, expressranches.com, for more information. The demand for U.S. beef domestically and internationally is on the rise based on the latest beef demand analysis put together by the folks up at Kansas State University. Dr. Glenn Tonser is quick to point out, though, that the beef industry can't rest on its laurels. Having just calculated his beef demand index for this last year, 2011, Dr. Tonser says the news for beef producers is positive.
Beef demand, as our index, you know, kind of proxies it, is actually up 2.5% in 2011 relative to 2010. That's the first year that there's an annual increase since back to 2004, the Atkins diet era, if you like. So that's good. Going further, I do quarterly updates. The fourth quarter of 2011 was the sixth consecutive quarter that there's a year-over-year increase in demand. One of the reasons that's occurring is, you know, a lot of those quarters were compared to the depths of the recession, if you like, so year-over-year numbers were more likely to be positive. But regardless, the fact that there's been staying power in six quarters in a row, it's been positive, that's a good thing.
You do need to keep in mind that the overall beef demand is still running well behind historical levels, according to Dr. Tonser, and there's considerable catching up to do.
We have a lot of work to do, right? The industry has fell off on the demand front, notably since 1980. Roughly speaking, 2011's index of 51.7 is still weaker than we had in 2008. So we've improved upon 2010, actually beyond 2009, but we're weaker than 08 and years prior to that. So long, long ways to go to erode 30 years of an issue, but more short-term, last six quarters particularly been very good on the demand front.
Dr. Tonser says that a recent study that he conducted confirmed that the U.S. is falling well behind other beef exporting countries in individual animal identification and traceability. And in the years ahead, that could work against the U.S. producer in selling our beef overseas if something doesn't change fairly soon.
If you believe, as I do, that global demand is where the future is for demand growth, more so than domestic demand growth, that's a big deal because in the global arena, you have to compete with other countries. And one of the stipulations of trade is animal ID and traceability and the ability to certify other claims. So the industry needs to take, I truly believe this, due attention, because there is a real risk a major importing country will decide, maybe yet with the help of one of our major exporters twisting their arm, that we need to quote unquote raise the bar of what the minimum amount of animal ID and traceability capabilities are in any country they want to import from. I.e. the U.S. is running a risk they're going to be below that bar if they don't kind of catch up with the rest of the world.
Looking at U.S. beef demand, livestock economist Dr. Glenn Tonser up at Kansas State. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Whether you're just thinking about including winter canola on your farm for the first time, or you've got several canola crops under your belt, Canola U will help you succeed. Canola U 2012 will include new topics and information, and it's coming up soon, Tuesday, February 28th at the Cherokee Strip Conference Center in Enid. Canola U is sponsored by High Plains Journal and DeKalb, and will feature the latest information on planting, growing, harvesting, and marketing winter canola. There's no charge to attend. For details, call 1-855-4-CANOLA or www.canolau.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.